This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Allah's grace is always accessible to a human being. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here, dear friends, at your service, talking about Islamic lifestyle on A to Z. Now, what's really important here and what we're talking about is this idea that God's divine grace is always accessible to a human being. Now, you know, in our Islamic lifestyle, there are certain physical things that we need to do. There are certain actions that we need to take. And of course, there are certain actions which, you know, we should not take, which is known as sins, you know, and ma'asiyah and dhamb. You know, these are different words which are used in the Quran and the traditions for sinning or committing sins, errors, mistakes, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty and the Exalted. So, you know, these are things that are related to our actions, and there are certain things that are related to our thoughts and our speech and our hands and our feet and our ears, right? But there's another set of things in Islamic lifestyle which is really important, and those are these kind of fundamental concepts or this ideology or this creed or belief system or aqidah, as it is known as Arabic, that we have this belief, this creed, right? These fundamental concepts. And these concepts, they need to be very, I guess, firm in our mind, and we really need to believe them, and we really need to understand them so that we can live an Islamic lifestyle in its comprehensiveness, right? Just to add before we move on to the next segment here, you know, this is not just a one-sided lifestyle. It is a comprehensive lifestyle. It involves the spiritual needs of a human being, the physical needs of a human being, the actions of a human being, the behavior, the speech, as well as the thoughts, you know, and the fundamental pillars in our ideology, you know, which seep into our soul. All of these things together are what creates a Islamic lifestyle. And one of those fundamental concepts, you know, is this idea that God's divine grace is always accessible to a human being. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how God's divine grace is always accessible to a human being. Now, yes, this is in its of itself, the statement is correct. God's divine grace is always accessible to a human being. And this is something that we always need to believe, because it is really important when it comes to different aspects such as forgiveness or hope or, you know, trying to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to perfect ourselves despite some kind of imperfections that we might have. So this is a very fundamental concept that we have to believe in, right? But we shouldn't fool ourselves thinking that, well, God's divine grace is always accessible to a human being, so I'll just do whatever I want and I will just commit as many sins, or I will just, this is not a big deal and I don't need to follow the commandments because God's divine grace. No, that is taking the concept and fooling ourselves. And not only will we fool ourselves, but we will determine our fate, and it is not going to be a good fate, that's for sure, to say the least. This is trying to fool God and is trying to fool ourselves, and God, the Almighty, is not a being that can be fooled in any way, shape, or form beyond imagination. So we're only fooling ourselves. But it is always accessible to a human being. The caveat here is that an individual must purify themselves. They must refrain from committing sins. When you refrain from committing sins, you purify yourselves. On the other hand, an individual in their Islamic lifestyle needs to do those things which are wajib. That too will purify us. And the more we become purified, then the easier it is to attain God's divine grace, which is always accessible to a human being. And of course, all of this will have a very positive and beautiful effect on our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.